All right, guys. We're coming back from the gig, Brawley, California. We were at the American Legion Post 60. If you guys ever seen the movie The Mule with Clint Eastwood, we were at one of those. We were at that place. He was trying to get money from the cartel to rebuild. That's basically where we performed. And I'm with two really funny guys. And I'm really stoked. I got my boy Roberto and Walter.
Hey guys.
Hey. I didn't want to make it all weirdy and podcasty because I just kind of sprung it up on these guys driving home. So I don't want you guys to feel weird at all.
Hey, usually the post show the post show is always like we're quiet. Everybody's listening to like
and looking at their phones.
Songs and everybody's just trying to like get through it. I don't drink, so I'm extra pumped up today.
So I'm Roberto ready to doesn't drink. The world. He doesn't drink, and so yesterday we had like a pretty much like an open tab. We were getting like unlimited beer buckets. I had I think I had at least 12 beers, two mixed drinks. What do you think you did, Walter?
I did some damage, probably like at least 6 or 7 Jamesons.
6 or 7?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Did you get hooked up or tapped?
No, I paid for those. Remember, okay. Only the beer was free.
Yeah.
I just really wanted liquor. So.
What was that beer like? Juan's beer from home, or was that beer from the bar? Dude.
But I was still drinking that too.
Yeah, dude, we were getting unlimited buckets, bro. It was so fun. Fucking oh wow, we're passing the Salton Sea, dude. The Salton. So I found out that the Salton Sea what was it? There was like lead in the water.
Educate the kids.
You pissed in there and you fucked up.
Bacteria. It was a bacteria that got introduced into the lake.
Yeah, so Salton Sea is a famous sea that was like happening in the 60s. All the famous people would come here. You know, John F. Kennedy was out here fucking Marilyn Monroe, like in a trailer. Like they got pictures of it online.
Yeah, this was supposed to be like kind of the new exclusive Riviera.
It was
yeah.
Be like the next Palm Springs, but with a like
water. Minus the poison. So, and then the poison just came and they just bounced, right? It just evacuated
the
town.
Yeah, it started killing the fish. So, like, if you were to go to the water, it's full of dead fish carcasses and bones.
Yeah, just float up to the... And it's still in the water, the fish?
Yeah, and the government's going to spend $400 million to try to clean the bottom of the lake.
So, they just leave it like that.
Yeah, so basically all the sediment has dropped in the bottom of the lake.
Yeah.
And they want to clean the bottom of the lake to try and revitalize the lake.
So if you were to
swim... there's fish in there that have survived because of evolution. They ended up becoming immune to the bacteria.
So there's got to be a fish in there like those movies like Lake Erie.
There's probably
there's
some
a fucking
fish in there.
Crazy piranha
some
in there.
Mutated kind of shit.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm sure.
So what happens if me and Walter were to jump in there? Would we die?
Botulism. I don't know.
Could grow a tail or something.
Yeah, we would come out with a tail.
I mean, there's
actually might get rid of my toe fungus though.
Yeah. Right.
You'd come out like the Toxic Avenger and shit, dude.
Yeah, but without foot fungus, you know what I mean? It's totally worth it.
I mean, dude, where I'm looking at this sea, it's a beautiful fucking sea, but it's a dirt sea.
And there's people that still live there.
It's a poisonous sea, dude.
Yes.
When the fuck do you come across a sea that's poisonous, dude?
And I think the reason
how did it get poisoned and shit?
And it's a salt lake, so that there's
Whoa, you just got shitted on, bro.
It's not a fresh water lake.
It's a butterfly that exploded.
No way. Oh, you killed a butterfly?
I killed a couple. Damn.
Dude, that's
murdering butterflies.
We're fucking butterfly manslaughter, dude, is what I call it.
Butter slaughter.
Alright, so what'd you guys think? Did you guys have a fun time? Good show? What everyone think about the sets?
I love coming down in towns like this because they got shit to do, so they come out to laugh.
And they treat you like a fucking king, man.
Yes.
We had women bake us cookies. like,
let's talk to the young ladies and let's educate them.
Yeah. Roberto had
I wish some of those ladies taught their daughters the better manners.
There was a lady telling Roberto how tight her pussy was, and her nipples looked like sausage links or something.
No, that they were small nipples. And she goes, I've only had one husband, so basically I'm a virgin. And I was like, oh. And I go, how old are you? She's like, 71.
She was a gilf, dude.
71. Dog.
Dude, I would smash the gilf for sure, dude.
Dog, Wayne was trying to, dude.
I was, but
he was like, oh, man, but I forgot my condoms. And I was like, bro, you don't need them.
I got to take care of my elderly, dude. Senior assistance, bro.
Bro, that was like fucking community service right there.
Women, you know, older women need love too. Fuck it, man.
Well, you were the youngest one, so they were like, God, look at him. He knows so cute.
Yeah, like, we were like little toys to them. Like, ooh, this one's good. Ooh,
like, I'd like to ride him like those Phoenix Rider skateboards.
And my boy Walter here was like, he was on one at the bar.
Anything. That was not me. That
bro, you know how many times he got up and we were going to leave and he just went back?
We were going to leave it was 25 times.
It was a comedy, dog.
Hey, and then we had
getting up and we were like, thought we were jamming and he just went right back. And then you got mad at us,
right? And I'm wearing a red shirt and the guy's like, yo, man, that red's not really welcome around here. With my red sweatshirt. And I'm like, man.
Yeah.
The bar's emptying out. We're almost... The bar's almost empty. It's getting sketch as fuck. And Walter's like, I'm trying to have a conversation here. I was like, well, if you're gonna pick up the chick 3 hours ago, it would have been the fucking time to do it.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do it in the last 5 minutes.
He turned around and goes, I can't leave, she won't let me.
Yeah. And she's like, oh. Hey, then she turns around and goes, no.
Yeah. Like, but you were like, nice one. She's like, this guy fucking dude. You got your jacket and went put it on and then went there and then went back and put your jacket down and went back and...
Dude, and the chick had a shirt that she looked like she worked at IKEA.
She got off work.
She had an IKEA shirt on, bro. And Walter's like, hey, you got a pulse? What's up, girl? You want a drink?
I wanted to build something.
Dude, you're networking like a conference last night, dude, with the women, dude.
They were nice people.
They were nice people. We had a dance floor. The older ones wanted to dance. They were fucking letting loose.
Yeah, but their knees would only go one side.
Yeah.
One of them had a knee replacement. Yeah. That 71-year-old girl, she's like, oh, I just had my knee replaced.
She got her knee. She kept dancing in circles.
Yeah. That's only one leg works.
Oh, no, dude. Yeah. Yeah, so listen, you can't get this in Hollywood, guys. I'm sorry. They're just the people.
The hospitality, the love, the hanging out.
The like, characters. It's, you know what it is? It's just the character, the fucking like comedy of the whole night, you know? Like,
because we make it comedy.
We make it comedy, dude.
Fucking dope.
You feel like you're in like an Adam Sandler movie, bro. It's like
road trips.
Yeah, man. So yeah, that's all, man. I want to do a little quick pod and kind of share this with everybody. Everyone's back to their phones.
Did you end it already?
No, we're still going.
Oh.
I can end it
basically,
whenever.
Basically, I want to say... when we come and do these road gigs, it's a long road trip. Right? With your friends. But it's always better to go with your friends, man. Not have that one punk ass comic or that one negative ass person that's crying the whole time like Walter is because his kidneys are fucking hurt and he wants to go to sleep.
I'm actually impressed. Hey. I'm not hungover.
Hey. He's not. Walter's not. For how fucked up he was and how chill he's now, like...
Hey, he's so fucked up, but he still doesn't want to trust me to drive. So,
tell him about Walter and the Jack in the Box last night. What happened? What happened at Jack in the Box?
The best thing was yesterday. He's like, "All right, guys, fucking, I'm gonna spend my whole comedy money at Jack in the Box," and he bought fucking everything. Like,
yeah, three.
He started ordering
cakes.
A combo like a number. Like, give me a 3, 4, 6, 2, 9, 8, 4.
He got 3 cheesecakes, a chicken sandwich, the monster taco,
and
curly
a Diet
fries,
Coke.
A fucking,
and a Diet fucking Coke.
Diet Coke, fish sandwich, and he ate one chicken strip, dude, and knocked out. So that fucking went to nowhere. That was just.
I'm glad nothing happened to him, because it would have been shitty to have to walk into his room. I'd be like, man, Walter's last meal was half a chicken strip, a bite of cheesecake.
And
that would be the sad part. He didn't finish his cheesecake.
He didn't finish the cheesecake.
It was just one long finger stroke down the middle of the cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Cheesecake inside the little tray.
Curly fries on the pillow, dude.
Oh, you're eating that cheesecake like it was pussy. You're like, this is the best. You like it, huh?
Doesn't matter where you're at, you always end up at Jack in the Crack, dude. After a long night.
Right there, man.
24-hour spot.
24-hour spot. Count on Jack.
And yo, this is a shout out to my boy, fucking What's Up Woo. Well, I thought his name was, but it's What's Up With You. You gotta change your marketing, son. It's confusing as fuck.
But he gotta get. His name is Juan.
Yeah, his name is Juan, and it's so off from the fucking thing. His name is Juan, and he does not look like a Juan.
Well, what does Juan look like? Because he's not dark?
He looks more like a fucking Craig to me.
Racist. He looks like Guero Canelo, bro.
Okay, if my name was Jiaojing Ding 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 and the guy was like white, would you be like, what?
No. Fuck? Hey, if your name was Chingao, I'd be like, yeah, that's racist.
Yeah, but what if you were Chingao or something? It wouldn't make sense.
It would make sense.
He looked more white to me than fucking like a Juan. Like, if I hear, if, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm being racist.
No.
Blame it on Looney Tunes, dude. Speedy Gonzalez.
You're being rational. He does not look like a Juan.
He does.
He doesn't.
He looks like a wannabe, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, shout out to my dude Juan.
He looks like a wannabe Guero Canelo. Like if Guero Canelo gained 80 pounds.
If you're listening, Juan, dude, you're getting roasted back here, dude.
Juan, bro, his cheeks were so red, dog. I didn't know if he was getting slapped or if he was getting, like, turned on.
It looked like his whole face was the beard.
So, Juan,
yeah.
The guy we're talking about is the guy that put the show on.
Like, oh, his whole head was hair.
Yeah, no, he's a great...
His face was red, like he was holding his breath the whole time.
Yeah, why? Why is he so red, dude? Is it because his liver?
I think he has that Asian gene.
Oh, he has the Asian red gene.
The red flush.
Or is he one of those like pink, red white guys? You know, they're like pink. Why are they pink? They have
a gradient.
Yeah, yeah.
They have this level. It's almost like a dimming light.
Like how you pick the colors on your Snapchat fucking font,
yeah,
dude.
There you go. It's
yeah.
Sepia.
He's Antiqua, dude. So yeah, Juan was the dude who threw it, and yeah, shout out to Juan and the soldiers there, dude. Hey, I tell you a funny story. There was this guy. He had a sick ass Marine jacket, and then I go, Matt, you're the last guy in this room I'd want to fuck with. He was like, actually, it's not my jacket. Yeah, I said back to some dude. I was like, I want to wear that jacket, dude. It's like fools are pretending, dude, going to the Legion with like army fucking jackets on. But dude, it was good times, man. Just want to give a shout out to What's Up. What's Up With You, Brawley, the American Legion Post 60. We had a fucking great time. Roberto the Comic, Walter Reyes Show. Where can we find you on the IG? Where can we find you?
Oh, you can follow my IG at Roberto the Comic. My name is Roberto Rodriguez. And just quick shout out to George Wang. He started out the show with a cold ass open. The host didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Uh-huh. He made the announcement. It was like, okay, my favorite comic. His name is George Wang. Thank you. I don't know if it was his make a wish, but
he was being all inspirational in the beginning. You know?
Yeah, man, that was one of those people that like who gave him the mic? I don't even know if he was supposed to be there. But anyways, George came and killed it, man. So make sure you keep supporting your boy George.
Thank you, dude.
And his podcast and his Periscopes.
And oh, by the way, he's the dude on 420 on the positive. I know one of your favorite episodes, the 420 episode. That's my man's right there. And we got to get Walter in there. Walter.
Yeah, yeah.
Walter Reyes Show.
Yeah, at the WR Show.
The WR Show. And he also does some, like, coaching on the side.
I'm a business dude, so anything marketing related. And, you know, if you need some, if you own a business and you know you got to create media.
Holler at my boy.
You don't know how the hell to do it, I got you. If you're afraid to look like a dork in front of camera, I'll teach you how not to look like one. And then I also do real estate, so if you guys want to buy a house, I do the home loans part of it, and my real estate partner does the selling and the buying of properties for you, so we got you on that front, you know. And yeah, like Robert says, big big props to George Wang here. Keep supporting them. That opening was hot. Like, you warmed up the crowd amazingly, man. Like, it wasn't even warm. Like, you just lit them on fire right away.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, bro.
That was dope. Yeah, the WR show. I have a podcast, YouTube channel.
Nice.
It's the Walter Reyes Show.
Okay,
iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube.
So it's Walter Reyes. You spell Walter like Walter from Breaking Bad, and then Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, show. And then you can follow my man Roberto on the Gold Line today on the way back to fucking North Hollywood. Like, I mean, really follow him. Like, fucking do some creepy shit.
For real.
For real.
Hey, man. Hopefully bring a blunt.
Yeah. All right, homies.
That was funny.
We're out. Yeah. Peace.